This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Retired nurse Claire Merritt was diagnosed with angle closure glaucoma in November 2021. Despite her medical background, Claire felt in the dark following her diagnosis. However, with the help of RNIB, the Eye Hospital ECLO and the Council, Claire has managed to adapt and come to terms with a life with sight loss. And Claire joins us now. Claire, thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Let's start with you telling us a bit about how it felt when you first lost your sight.
I think it's true to say that I was losing sight without really realising it. I was putting things down, things that were happening down to just me rushing, not paying attention, being tired. I was doing things like tripping. The dog kept getting stood on, bless her heart, because I couldn't see that she was under my feet. But I didn't really appreciate that I had any problems with my vision. I'd seen an optician for a sight test, and they'd said that I got a cataract growing in my right eye. I just thought that some of these things might be because I wasn't, you know, I had a cataract and that could be easily resolved.
What were some of the things, you know, you were finding difficult? What were your biggest challenges that you had to deal with throughout your sight loss journey?
The first thing that was a big challenge was the fact that my diagnosis was delayed. My diagnosis was delayed probably by nearly a year. By the time I was diagnosed with acute angle closure glaucoma, I'd already experienced sight loss without realising it. Another challenge really was that post-COVID and many years of underfunding of the NHS, I found myself caught in a very chaotic NHS system. So there were times when I got lost to follow-up and appointments that I should have didn't arrive. Communication wasn't great. And that was a real challenge, I have to say. That made the whole process of adapting to my sight loss much more prolonged and also much more frustrating, I think, because it took me probably 18 months before I could become registered as sight impaired. Once I was registered as sight impaired, that sort of opened doors for me in terms of practical support and things.
We'll move on to help and support that you have received. So what was some of the best and most valuable help and support that you have received throughout your sight loss journey?
I think the first thing that was really helpful to me, and it actually took me probably about 3 months before I got round to doing it, was I contacted the Glaucoma UK organisation, and I subsequently watched a lot of their webinars. So they were really helpful at providing me with information about my condition and a much better understanding of what I was facing and what the problems were and what the treatments were likely to be. The next port of call was the RNIB, and at a point of crisis I contacted the RNIB, and they were massively helpful. I think they're just an amazing charity. They opened the door for quite a lot of stuff for me. They signed me up for a living with sight loss course. And that's quite practical based. And also that started me having conversations with other people with sight loss. I also joined a talk and support group. I had conversations with their medical team who explained the condition, explained treatment options. I had a period of counselling from them, specifically around sight loss. And I've also participated in focus groups and also things like this, where I'm very keen to share my story to support people in similar situations. Following on from that, I mentioned about registration. When I was registered, I became registered as sight impaired. I then was offered, the visual impairment team from the council came, and they provided me with a long cane and did some training. And whilst it felt like a massive thing to go from independent woman that used to drive, that could get about the environment with no problem, to making a statement that I was sight impaired, it made a massive difference to my confidence. I think other things that have been really helpful is I had a friend. There was a point when I just felt like giving up and not bothering because I was having to sort of chase and fight for things. I said to a friend, I just can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. And she basically said, you can't do that, Claire. You need to. And actually, she found the contact details of somebody for me to go and get a second opinion from. Having taken that step and going for a second opinion, albeit having to sort of pay privately for it, was really important and helpful to me because he was able to offer me advice in terms of a management plan of what I should be asking for. But he also reiterated that he felt that I should be treated under the NHS and that I needed to persevere really and not opt out and go down the private route. I think the biggest support more recently has been from My Vision Oxford. They've been developing a range of different activities and groups locally for people with sight impairment, and I've become an active member of that group, and that has been massively helpful for a number of different reasons.
Looking back at yourself at the start of your sight loss journey and at the knowledge that you have now, what advice would you have given yourself at the start of your own sight loss journey based on what you now know and what you've been through?
So what I would say to myself is that you need to stop and think and work it out at the beginning rather than just sort of brushing it aside. I think asking for help is something I'd probably tell myself to do. I'm not great at asking for help generally, because I don't know that if you don't ask for help, people don't necessarily know you need it. My biggest advice to anybody else is don't take your eyes for granted. Make sure you get your eyes tested, and follow any advice that you're given.
That is excellent. Well, Claire Merritt, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your inspirational story of your sight loss journey with us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.